Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Glass, how you doing? Margaret?
Good morning, Chow.
Nice, beautiful, sunny, cool day to start the week. It's been raining about every Monday the last couple of weeks.
Yes, and it's very beautiful looking down today. It's just is really pretty.
Well, Joe, the weather did cooperate on the weekend, kind of, as Friday night, everybody got football in. We saw in Indianapolis some of the games were delayed because of lightning. That was not the case. It's a little humid here in Bloomington. Saturday's rain in and out affected some of the scheduling, not all of it, so that was good. And then obviously we're going to get the week off to a good start, but tell us how last week transpired. And a busy weekend starts with North Soccer. They've got a new coach and they've got some good start to the season.
Well, nothing like opening the season and by the end of the week ending it with a title, and that was the scenario for new Cougar boys soccer coach Sean Marler, as senior Eric Apple recorded 10 saves and 2 shutout wins over Washington. And Evansville North, as the Northsiders won the Washington Kickoff Classic. Junior Brandon Hunt scored 3 total goals in the 2 wins. Earlier in the week, sophomore Andrew Goldsworthy drilled in 2 in a season-opening 3-1 win over Columbus North. So the Northsiders, the fellas, are off to a 3-0 start. Charles Osman's Edgewood Booters lost 5-0 at Greenwood Christian, and they fell to 0-2. They'll try to rectify that tonight. They open up the week playing down at Sullivan. Kevin Sparks, defending 2-time sectional champs, are often scoring. They beat Franklin last week 6-1. Sophomore Alex Fox with the hat trick. A 3-goal evening for Alex. South will be in action at B&L tonight. In girls' play, Edgewood 2-1. A win over Greenwood Christian, Austin Tucker's first varsity coaching win for the ladies out in Ellettsville. Saturday, Greenwood, though, shut out the Mustangs 9-0. Edgewood plays the girls as well at Sullivan tonight. Ian Rickerby's South girls got rolling. A tie and a 2-1 loss at the Evansville North Classic. South drew with Evansville North 1-1. They lost 2-1 to Castle. Senior Bailey Silvers and junior Audrey Kadick scored the goals. They'll have the home opener tonight, Ian's crew, against Columbus East at 7 o'clock. Larry Burton's North Cougar girls lost to both Evansville North and Castle. They dropped to 0-3 on the year. Elsewhere, Justin Elmer's North Cross Country girls won the Edgewood Early Bird, while Charlie Worthen's fellas finished second. Sophomore Grace Saccone won in 2020. North took 7 of the top 11 spots. Elsewhere, a sophomore Paige Abel led Edgewood to 10th place. Edgewood actually as a team finished third. Paige was 10th overall, but a nice opening meet run. And mentioning nice, sophomore Austin Haskett won the boys race in 17-12. Micah Mobley's Mustangs finished 4th overall. The Cougars were 2nd to Terre Haute South, as a junior Drew Warren was 2nd to Haskett individually in 17-29. The South boys and girls competed at the Indy North Central warm-up. Sophomore Ian Shaw and junior Jake Wisniewski went 2-3 in the junior-senior division for Larry Williams' crew. And elsewhere, Jake Gillard, a freshman, was 3rd in the sophomore freshman division, as South as a team finished 2nd in both divisions there. And while that was happening, Samantha Ginther's girls were 2nd and 3rd to Carmel in both divisions. The junior Todora Galuska was 5th, and freshman Zoe Rehu was 8th overall, leading the way there. In volleyball, Disney Brandenburg's volleyballers of North had a comeback 5-set win at Brownstown, as sophomore Jade Vasquez, along with junior Shea Barrow and senior Haley Stoltz, led the way. Vasquez with 38 assists on the night. North is now 1-1 on the young season. Misty Edwards' Edgewood Mustangs got win number 1 on the hardwood, winning in 4 over Brown County, as sophomore Mallory Folk and junior Maddie Hartley led the way there. Edgewood starts its week 1-1. They play tonight at B&L at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere, Eugene Kim South girls off to a 2-0 start in volleyball, winning in 3 at Linton last week, as senior Lizzie Soakland and junior Gracie Bland had solid efforts. Out on the link, South's girls were 3rd in the Hall of Fame Classic down in Vincennes, co-team medalists for Dustin Carver's group. seniors Betsy Beggs and Lydia Quinn shot 95s. Edgewood will open the week with Brownstown and B&L out of the Cades, at Otis Park tonight. While the Cades will be busy, North will be out there entertaining Columbus North. Ken Heidinger's defending sectional champions North Tennis Cougars annexed win 1-5-0 at B&L last week. Mac Rogers, Paul Zube, and Jake Gidey swept singles all in straight sets. The Cougars also won 4 of 5 matches at the Rain Short Jeffersonville Invite to start the season 5-1. Matt Corey's South Panthers begin the week 2-0 after they beat Franklin on the road 3-2. Tonight, Edgewood gets its a week started as they play on the hard courts at home at 5 o'clock against Greencastle. Well, football, it was an 0-3 Monroe County start Friday. Senior Luke Jager was very impressive, his varsity debut, catching 10 balls, 2 of them for touchdowns. But Brownsburg held on for a 28-26 win over Coach Moe's Panthers. Christian Paycheck had 137 yards and a touchdown. Gavin Yeske threw for 3, but South gave up 3 touchdowns in the opening quarter, and then a 2-point conversion was knocked down in the end zone in the final half minute, denying South a possible chance at overtime and a win there. Columbus East beat North 62-7. Edgewood lost at Mitchell 42-0. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, they'll start your week and your phone calls tonight. It's in the Zone at 6.
All right, Smitty. Listen, on Friday night, Bloomington South had all to do after being down 21-0. A valiant comeback in that game. Started with the defense. That was the good news. They finally got that kid from Brownsburg, the quarterback, under control, had to do, because he was hitting you the deep balls, hitting you on the short balls, everything else in between. So it was a good fight back in week one. And again, everybody gets into the playoffs. This is like college football. If you lose one game, gosh, it's that.
It was a good test, and they came up short, but they did, I thought, control the flow of play, Glass, both in the second and third quarters.
And a big scoring drive late. Joe, going for 2 there was an interesting call, trying to get the momentum back, maybe thinking the defense had stopped Brownsburg enough where you were going to put it in their hands and hope you didn't have to get another score there?
Well, you know, that was a gamble that certainly did not.
Oh, I don't mind it, because again, like we talked about,
I don't either.
This isn't for a conference championship. This is week one.
Exactly.
You put your team in that scenario and see how they react. I thought it was entertaining to see it. Then obviously South scoring late and not getting that 2-point conversion. You went from a tough first quarter to one of the most great finish.
Yeah.
Nice 90-minute ride there.
Yeah.
Hang on, make sure you keep both hands inside the cart at all times on that one.
Yeah.
So exciting stuff. We'll talk about what's coming up at Sports Talk live at Yogi's as our football previews continue next Tuesday. And we'll get caught up with the Colts, the Reds, as they return to the schedule and everything else that's happening. And IU getting their doors open, basketball players all on campus. That's good to hear. And we'll get caught up on that at 8:45.
Little soccer as well. Exhibition season over for the fellows of Todd Yeagley. A tough loss for the women of Amy Burberry. Take a peek at that as well.
Yeah, Hoosiers off to boys off to a good start there.
Yeah.
Yep, that's not surprising. They should be. And we'll do it back at 8:45.
We'll talk
to you
then.
Sounds like a plan.
Joe Smith, Monday morning, 7:45 and 8:45. And as a busy school year gets started, Joe, we welcome our friends of Indiana University and Ivy Tech back to school today. They couldn't ask for a nicer day for that.
No.
They won't be sweaty getting lost going to class, so that's good. But we've got a busy weekend to wrap up. We had Hoosiers in Rio with their largest medal haul in some time. We have sports that are transitioning from exhibition to regular season. We've got the basketball crew on board in town. Everybody's here ready to go. Football will be here a week from Thursday. Gee whiz, it's going to get busier and busier every Monday. Kick us off on this one.
Well, we'll start with soccer and a Hoosier sports capsule for a Monday, and Todd Yeagley's 13th ranked booter, sharp as a tack, and it's exhibition wrap up with a nice 2-0 win over number 6 UCLA Saturday night. They played up at the Shindig National Soccer Festival in Fort Wayne. And I tell you what, the veteran himself, Colin Webb, he was sharp in goal. He had the shutout and was credited with 4 assists. Reese Wedderburn and also Rashad Hyacinth got the goals. Indiana now will start, the games will start counting Friday night. Mike Berticelli Memorial Tournament up in South Bend. Indiana will face New Mexico on Friday night. Well, after drawing 1-1 with Louisville in the season opener Friday, out at Armstrong, Amy Burberry's women blanked Sunday 2-0 on the Yegley pitch. Broncos of Western Michigan scored both goals in the second half. Indiana was outshot 16-9, but one big difference maker came on corner kicks. 7 of their 8 for the Broncos in the second half for an 8-2 advantage in that category. The women play at Butler Friday, and they're back home Sunday against Northern Colorado. Amanda Janney's Field Hockey Hoosiers played their final scrimmage of the preseason over the weekend against Ball State up in Muncie. The Hoosiers swept the Cardinals with a 5-0 win in regulation, a 1-0 overtime win, and a 2-1 victory in the shootout scenario that they had. As a team, 19 shots, 16 of them made it on target. Indiana also won the penalty corner battle, taking 10 attack penalty corners while defending 2 from Ball State. Now it all starts for real, the Battle of the Border on Friday afternoon. Indiana will host Louisville out at the complex to get the 2016 season rolling. Well, wrapping up Rio, IU diver James Conner, representing his native Australia, placed 15th overall in the 10-meter platform. To wrap up things over the week at Rio, he placed 15th with a total score of 4.19. But all told, the IU swimmers and divers, well, let's see, won a total of 7 medals, 4 golds, silver, and 2 bronze. Lily King headlining the group with 2 golds. Cody Miller won his gold and bronze. Blake Peroni, a gold on that relay team. And obviously, away from swimming and diving, we'll add Derek Druin's gold in the high jump. So a total, 5 of them gold if you add it all up. But in swimming and diving alone, Indiana now with 69 medals when it's been all said and done following the Rio Games in Olympic history, including 39 gold. And all told, IU with 104 total medals across all events. Outstanding 2 weeks in Rio as the women led the way, really, for the Americans. They dominated both the gold and overall totals. The U.S. finished with 46 gold, 121 medals overall, and its 51 total medal margin over second place China was the largest in the non-boycotted Olympics in nearly a century. And by the way, Indiana's take of it all, with Rio now in the rearview mirror, 8 medals total, its best catch since the Munich Games in 72, and we add that up, and that's been 44 years ago. Well, the football Hoosiers in class today, they're out on the practice field, and they're back in a in-school type scenario for the rest of the season. We'll be meeting this week with Kevin Wilson on Friday rather than today, due to the fact that Indiana opens a week from Thursday down in Miami against Florida International. That being said, the Hoosiers are looking sharp with its intensity, and we'll be talking tomorrow on one of our reports with Dylan McCullough, who's been thrilled with the depth in the backfield, and for good reason, what with 1,000-yard rusher leading the way coming back, and that obviously is Divine Redding. But we have some new faces, too, turning some heads. Well, we have In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6 to kick off your week. And don't forget, Sports Talk will air tomorrow night. We'll conclude our Monroe County High School football previews. Jerry Bland bringing in his seniors from EHS. A tough opening season loss at Mitchell, but they'll be hosting Northview in our next broadcast game on Friday night at 6:30 with Chalk Talk out at the Corral. Jerry will be joined by IHSA Commissioner Bobby Cox.
That's my man, Bobby Cox.
There you go.
Good to see the commish, my former teacher back in the day, so that's always fun to get caught up with him. We'll get a look see at what's going to go on the high school season, especially with football. How'd the 40-second play clock work out, Joe?
Well, I thought it,
that's different.
Yeah, it was. I'm glad to see it. You know, so we start play. There's not as much confusion. I don't think it takes out a lot of the inconsistencies that we had on down and distance, getting the chain set. 40 seconds, that's 15 more than we've been using, and I thought it went well.
And that's the new part. What are any other big rule differentials?
No,
just kind of
really.
More procedurals. I know Keith was explaining some of them to me off the air.
Targeting is going to be
sure. That's at
carefully.
Every level. That's not going to be surprising at all. So
no.
Again, that's the good news. All right, Paul George wins a gold medal. U.S. men romp. That's not surprising at all. I can't believe they've lost one of those. That's still surprising. They've won 6 of the last 7, 3 in a row. Carmelo Anthony won 3 in a row. That's pretty impressive by himself. To extend over a 12-year period to be considered the best of the best, at least from the basketball standpoint of the USA. So impressive on that. It's off to Tokyo in 2020. And, in 4 years, Joe, did you think Michael Phelps 4 years ago would be swimming and winning all the medals he did? That's what makes this kind of exciting.
Wonder if he'll stay retired.
Well, as fast as it gets here, as fast as it leaves us, it's plenty of time. So we'll let those folks get after it there. Who's going to catch the Cubs? It doesn't look like anybody. As I mentioned last half hour, baseball smart, the double wild card is going to come into a big play this year because
it's keeping some teams
holy
interested.
Holy cow, keeping some fans interested, keeping
Mets
some
starting
punks.
To Mets are starting to get it together, getting it together now.
Well, you know why? It's the first time in 3 weeks they've had all the guys play.
Somebody's
been hurt every week. They haven't had that lineup together,
and now
they got pitching problems. But the Reds, Joe, haven't been playing poorly. We kind of left them there for the Olympics, but they've had one bad series. That's it. They're okay. Now they're not going to get in the playoffs. I know that, but you've seen better pitching performances. You've seen better hitting performances. It's been solid.
Yeah, we got them back on the radio now that Tonight in Rio is over with. We'll start tomorrow, have Tuesday and Wednesday's games from the Great American Ballpark against Western Division leader from the American League, Texas. And then this weekend they're out in Arizona. We'll be carrying Sunday's game. Saturday we have the Colts and the Eagles. And then the following week to close out August, they'll be out on the left coast against the Dodgers, but they're back on the radio.
Sure are, and we'll have them for you, plus sports talk tomorrow night. High school football Friday, Colts on Saturday, Reds on Sunday, so it's a good busy week. And thank you for kicking it off with us. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Well, my privilege. Thank you.
Joe Smith on.
Have a great week.
You too.
Enjoy it today, Smitty. Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Monday mornings.